The Columbia Workshop presents Apartment to Let by Dorothy Parker and Alan Campbell. Tonight's play was written especially for the workshop and marks the 9th in a series of 13 broadcasts in the Columbia Workshop Festival. In the all-star cast, you will hear, in the order of their appearance, Marie Wilson, the blonde, innocent menace of the motion picture Boy Meets Girl. Miss Wilson plays Rosemary Brown. Bramwell Fletcher, star of the recent Broadway production of Outward Bound, plays Mr. Brown. John Gibson is Mr. Peters. Betty Gard is Mrs. Crandall. Carl Swenson is Mr. Crandall. Josephine Brown plays Annie. And Ed Jerome plays Gil Forrest. Bruce DeMorgan directs. The scene, a New York apartment. 12th floor, number 7B. On the door hangs a sign. Apartment to let.
Apartment now. This here's the living room again.
Oh, I like it even better this time. It really is a lovely room, isn't it, darling?
Yes, it's fine. I think the whole apartment's fine.
Oh, and it's the last one on our list. Isn't it wonderful it's the best?
Isn't it wonderful it's the last?
Well, how soon could we move in, Mr.? I'm sorry, but would you tell me your name? I can't keep on going calling you Mr. Superintendent, unless, of course, your last name is Mr. Superintendent.
Yeah, wouldn't that be a coincidence, eh?
My name's Peters, ma'am.
Oh, thank you. I'm Mrs. Brown. Oh, I forgot. This is my husband.
And my name's Brown, too.
Oh. Well, I had kind of worked it out that way. Now, the place is all ready. It'd be just a matter of moving your furniture in.
Oh, we'd like to move it in right away. You know how it is when you just get back from your honeymoon. I mean, when you're just back from a trip abroad, you naturally want to
move in.
Oh, sure, Mrs. Brown, I know how it is. Any young couple just back from their honeymoon, why, I can always tell a bride and groom they're all the same.
Oh, dear, I was so sure we were different.
Oh, they're all sure they're different.
I suppose that's what makes them all the same.
Well, it's a lovely apartment anyway, and we want it, don't we, Nick?
We certainly do, Mr. Peters. It's the best one we've seen. Of course, this may be a snap judgment. We've only looked at 84.
Well, are you really taking it?
Taking it? Mr. Peters, it's Grant and Richmond, all over again.
I think my husband is trying to say we'd like to sign a lease immediately, Mr. Peters.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go down and telephone the agent and tell him to get the leases ready for you.
That's fine, and we can stop by and sign them.
Oh, my husband has the cutest signature.
Yes, you know, with a cross. Nicholas Brown, his mark, yes.
They'll want 2 months' deposit on the rent.
Oh, that's all right. We can break open the China pig.
And a couple of good references.
Oh, that's more difficult now. My Sunday school teacher's somewhere in South America. She's hostess in a nightclub.
Well, I could always get the principal of my reform school.
She doesn't mean that, Mr. Peters.
I guess you two will be all right. Yeah. Well, I'll go telephone. Maybe you'll want to look around here a little more while I'm gone.
Oh, yes, we've got to fix our furniture.
But your furniture ain't come yet, Mrs. Brown.
Oh, that won't inconvenience Mrs. Brown in the least.
Well, I'll be going then. Goodbye for now.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Peters. See you later.
Goodbye, Mr. Peters. Hello, Rosemary.
Hello, Nick. It's lovely, isn't it?
It's fine.
I think we'll love it here, don't you?
I think we do already, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
At least I know I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think you do, too.
Hmm?
Hey, are you listening to me?
Mm-mm.
Well, why aren't you?
I'm sorry, darling, but I was so busy thinking how our furniture would go in this room. Oh, it's going to be a dream. Now, look, the sofa over there,
uh-huh,
and the piano there, and the little pear wood table there. And oh, we must just have masses of flowers. You know, that's the most important thing.
Might be kind of nice to have a chair or two here and there.
Oh, we'll have loads of chairs. We'll have chairs to burn.
That's good, because we've got an open fireplace.
Oh, we couldn't have taken a place without an open fireplace. Why, where would we have put our cricket?
Yes, he's got to have the hearth all for himself, hasn't he? After all, he's the only cricket in the world made of green beads, I hope.
Well, he may be pretty horrible looking, but think of all the luck he's going to bring us.
Think we're going to need luck, Rosemary?
I think we've got it, Nick.
Mr. Peters says we're just like all the others.
Mr. Peters lies in his teeth. We're different. We're always going to be different, and we're never going to have a quarrel.
Not even the first one.
Oh, especially the first one. That's the one you mustn't ever have.
We never will.
But if we do, we'll remember what we promised.
We'll remember what we promised.
Oh, Nick, do you realize that this is our own apartment, and pretty soon we're going to be living here happily ever after? And we'll ask Gilbert Forrest to dinner the very first night, because after all, this is his doing. He introduced us.
Well, we'll have to ask Gil the first night, because he's the only one with sense enough to go home early.
Oh, Nick.
Oh, Rosemary, darling.
Why, Mr. Brown, I beg your pardon.
Well, don't mention it, Mr. Peters. Don't mention it.
No, please don't, Mr. Peters.
They're asking me at the real estate office how long you want the lease made out for.
Tell them forever, with an option for renewal.
Two years have gone by. It seems as short a time as it takes to tell it. Once more on the door of 7B hangs the sign, Apartment to Let.
And this here's the living room, Mrs. Crandall.
Oh, this is very attractive, Mr. Peters, isn't it, dear?
Sure. You get a view of the river out of this window.
Oh, that's nice. My husband's so fond of a view of the river, aren't you, dear?
Sure. And this here's a real wood-burning fireplace. You put wood in it, and it burns.
You mean you don't even have to strike a match?
Will you keep quiet while I'm trying to find a roof to put over our heads? Yes, it's a lovely fireplace. It really is.
And it don't smoke.
Doctor's orders, no doubt.
Oh, such a lovely big room, and the furniture's really charming. Everything in here is really charming, except... What is that horrible thing over by the fireplace?
Well, looks like some kind of a bug made out of beads. Either that or I'd need to go to an oculist.
Isn't it strange that people who'd furnish a room like this would have that awful thing around?
Shh! It may be somebody's mother.
Whose apartment did you say it was, Mr. Peters?
The Browns. Mr. and Mrs. Nicholas Brown.
My, if I were the Browns, I'd certainly hate to let this go.
Well, you see, they're separating.
Oh, dear, if it's an apartment where people haven't got along together, maybe it would be bad luck to live in it.
Now, look, darling, if we're going to avoid every apartment where people haven't got along together, we'll have to live in a tent.
The Browns was getting along fine. Why, all the 2 years they lived here, it was dear and darling and kidding each other all the time. And then all of a sudden, last week... He was gone one way, and she was gone another way, and the place is to let furnished.
Oh, dear, I'd hate to take advantage of other people's troubles. How soon could we get in, do you think?
Why, you could get in about any day now, I guess. The Browns will probably want to take some of the little things, like ornaments and like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like personal things, you might say. People always do when they bust up.
Yes, I suppose so.
I hope they're not going to be sentimental over the beds. And then the dining room table and the piano.
Well, I really think it's a lovely apartment. You do like it, don't you, dear?
Sure, I think it's fine.
Then I think we might take it right away.
Good. I can sit down.
Only there's just two more apartments on the list I really would like to look at.
Oh, come on now, darling. I've looked at so many apartments, I can't get into a taxi without asking, and how much closet space have you got?
Oh, that's one thing about this apartment here. It's got
wonderful closet space. Yeah.
Oh, I guess I told you that before.
Everybody's told us that before.
Oh, but it's true this time. I never saw such lovely closet space as there is here. Did you, dear?
Never. I can't understand why the Browns didn't hang their clothes in the living room and sit in the closets.
Oh, what's that?
That's the back door.
Oh.
Why don't you let it in?
Beg your pardon, sir?
Oh, please don't mind my husband. It's just the way he is.
I don't mind, ma'am. Being a superintendent of a big apartment house gets you used to all sorts of things.
I think there must be some kindlier way of putting that.
Well, I guess I'd better go see who it is. It's probably a mistake.
Well, shall we take it?
Oh, I'm really crazy about it. Only we must go look at the others.
Why must we?
Because that's what you do when you're looking for an apartment.
But if you come to one you like, why can't you stop right there?
Because you just can't, that's all. You go right through the agent's list, and then you know that you've gone right through the agent's list. Now, do you see?
Maybe if you went over it just once more.
Well, that wasn't a mistake at all. It was Annie. She's Mrs. Brown's maid. She says Mrs. Brown's coming any minute to get her things, so I guess that means anybody could move right in tomorrow if they wanted.
Swell. That's settled. Now we've got a home.
Mean you're taking the apartment?
Well, we're terribly interested in it, Mr. Peters, but could we let you know just a little later?
Oh, sure.
Well, come on, dear. We mustn't take any more of Mr. Peters' time. Well, we'll let you know in just a little while, Mr. Peters, one way or the other.
Or possibly both. Thanks, Mr. Peters. Here you are.
Thank you, sir. Hope you'll be back. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Peters.
Good.
Come, dear, come. We've got to look at those other
things. Oh, Annie, they've gone.
What?
They've gone.
Oh, they have. Oh, good. Now I can straighten up here. Did they like the place?
They seemed crazy about it. He didn't want to look anywhere else.
Gentlemen's feet get tired quicker than ladies.
They're going to look at a couple other places and let me know one way or the other.
Well, they won't find anything as nice as this.
That lady seemed to think it was fixed up very tasty. You'd think Mr. and Mrs. Brown would miss it.
I don't know what they miss and what they don't miss. I don't know what's got into them. A lovely apartment like this. And now she's living at the Plaza and he's living at the Ritz, like a couple of gypsies.
Hey, Annie, what happened anyway?
Well, maybe you'll tell me, Mr. Peters, and you'll be the first one that will.
Haven't you got any idea what started it?
Well, there wasn't any start at all that I know of. I hadn't heard a cross word between them all the time I was with them, until that night last week, and I didn't hear anything then. Because I had the kitchen door closed like a fool.
That's a terrible thing. A nice young couple like that busting up. Gives an apartment a bad name.
Oh, they've busted up all right. He hasn't even telephoned, and she hasn't even mentioned his name. Why, she won't even talk to that Mr. Forrest when he calls up.
Who's Mr. Forrest?
Oh, you've seen him over and over. He's that friend of them both. He used to come here all the time, you know, with the gray hair. He's called her and called her at the hotel, but she has me tell him she's out.
What's she going to do?
Well, she hasn't said anything, but she's reading an awful lot of them travel folders. Oh, I guess that's her now.
Oh, I thought it was you, Mrs. Brown. I was just saying so to Mr. Peters.
Oh, hello, Mr. Peters.
Hello, Mrs. Brown. Why, say, you look fine.
Thank you.
It's nice to see you back again. It's like old times.
Mr. Peters has just been shown some people around the apartment, Mrs. Brown.
Yes, ma'am. They seem to like it fine. They said they'd be back.
Well, it's there just as soon as I can get my things out.
A people named a Crandall. They reminded me a lot of you and Mr. Brown. They said they'd let me know one way or another, so I'd better go on down, so I'll be there, so I can tell them one way or another. Those people were crazy after the place. They said it was furnished so tasty.
I won't have people living in my apartment who use the word tasty.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Annie, but there's something the matter with this room. It looks different. I wonder what it is. Oh, I know. There aren't any flowers.
Yes, and that's what does it. And you always add such beautiful flowers.
Yes, I did, didn't I? Remember the night I had all the bowls of red and white camellias, the night of our second anniversary? Horrible in here without any flowers. horrible in here anyway. Do something to cheer it up, Annie. Even turn on the radio.
Yes, ma'am.
Annie, we really must get started. We've got so much to do and all those clothes and everything. We haven't much time. And Annie, I think we're better off without that. Oh, thanks. Well, come on, let's go in and pack and get out of here before those new tenants come clumping in with their cries of pasty. Too late, we're trapped. Afraid you better answer it, Annie. But I don't want to see anybody.
Well, you better shut your eyes then, Rosemary.
Gilbert Forrest, how did you know I was here?
Well, I didn't exactly.
Can I put your coat in the hall for you, Mr. Forrest?
Thank you, Annie.
Oh, and go in and start packing for me, Annie. I really want to get away from here as soon as I can.
Yes, Mrs. Brown.
Well, sit down, Gilbert. I'm so happy to see you. I've been dodging you for a week.
Yes, I gathered that. No woman could possibly have been out as many times as I heard you tell Annie to tell me you were.
Oh, could you honestly hear me?
Perfectly. Why didn't you want to see me, Rosemary?
Oh, you know, Gil.
You thought I'd attempt the role of a lean and elderly Cupid and try to bring you and Nick back together again, didn't you?
Well, yes, I did, I'm afraid.
I don't think I'd have done that, Rosemary. But I would have asked questions. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask you one now. What is this all about, anyway?
Oh, well, Nick and I had a quarrel, that's all.
About what, if you don't mind my asking?
Oh, of course I don't mind your asking. I shouldn't even mind telling you, if I knew myself. I honestly can't remember how it started. Just all of a sudden, there we were. And, well, anyway, we had a quarrel, that's the point.
But another point is that married people have had quarrels all through the ages.
Yes. Pretty, isn't it?
It isn't especially pretty, but it seems fairly universal.
That's just it. Oh, we saw so much of it, and we saw how ugly it was, and, well, we said it just wouldn't ever happen to us. And we meant it, Gil. It was just as much of a promise as, all those other promises people have to make when they get married.
All of which you're breaking now, by the way.
Well, we're keeping the most important one. We're keeping the one that not to let a lovely thing get ugly. Not to be like the people who quarrel and patch it up and quarrel again. I won't do that. I won't be like those people. Nick ought to know I won't.
Rosemary, please.
Well, I can't help it. I think it's rotten of Nick to send you up here to start something up again that's all finished.
But, Rosemary, Nick didn't do that.
Oh. Oh, he didn't?
No. You see, he feels just the same way you do, that it's all finished.
Oh. Well, I'm glad he still has his principles.
Yes, yes. Well, you see, Rosemary, I came to the apartment without even knowing you'd be here.
You didn't come to see me? Well, what did you come for?
Well, I'm meeting Nick here.
Nick?
Yeah. You know, that man you married a couple of years ago?
Oh, you mean to say he has so little feeling he could come back into this apartment where it all happened?
He wants to get some of his things, and he asked me to come with him. I suppose he didn't want to come alone.
What things did he want?
His, books, I think he said.
Oh, thinking of possessions at a time like this. Besides, those books are just as much mine as they are his.
Oh, he probably wants them for the new apartment he's going to take.
Oh, he's taking a new apartment. What's the matter? Is he tired of pigging it at the Ritz?
It seems he wants to put it all behind him and start over, too, just like you, Rosemary. Only he's got his job and can't go away like you, even if he could think of any place he wanted to go.
Well, I don't want to know what he's going to do. I don't want to hear about him, and I'll never see him again. Not as long as I live, I'll never...
Oh, Bill, are you in there?
Yes, I'm here, Nick.
Oh, I'm glad you got in. I knew I had my key, and I was afraid if you got here first, you...
Well, I feel that I'm the logical one to break the silence, but I'm afraid I don't know quite how to do it. It seems a little superfluous to introduce you to each other.
If you'll just excuse me, Gil, I think I'll go now. I can come back some other time for my books. and things.
There's no need for anyone but me to go, Gil. I'll come back again sometime for my books and things.
Oh, no, Gil, I'll go.
Not at all, Gil, I will.
Might I make a suggestion?
Well, I really don't think there's anything to suggest, Gil.
Sure, any suggestion you might have, Gil, would be easy to make after I've left.
Wait a minute, both of you. I was only going to suggest that since you're both in the same room, undoubtedly for the last time, and since you have the considerable advantage of my services as an interpreter, that you grasp this opportunity of dividing your books and things. What do you think, Rosemary?
Well, I have no objection. No one else has.
Thank you. What about you, Nick?
As far as I'm concerned, Gil, your suggestion is very practical.
Well, that's settled then, and very sensible of you both.
Oh, of course, Gil, I want you to know that I'm only doing this because I'm anxious to get the whole thing over so that I can go abroad.
And I'm only doing it, Gil, so I can move my things into my new apartment and get settled as soon as possible.
Oh, naturally, I understand both your reasons. Very sound they are, too. Well, how shall we do this? Suppose you each take turns choosing some particular object that once may have had some sentimental value for one or possibly both of you. Rosemary, will you begin?
Well, I should rather not be first, Gil, even as anxious as I am to get away.
Oh. Then it's all yours, Nick. Go ahead.
Unfortunately, Gil, the sex of the other party makes it impossible for a man to go first.
Oh. Our first difficulty. Perhaps I'd better toss a coin. All right. Call your shot.
Heads.
I'm afraid we'd better try again. Here we go.
Tails.
Really, if you two could only disagree for a moment, we might get somewhere. Shall we try again?
Oh, go ahead and be first, Rosemary.
Oh, was anybody speaking to me, Gil?
I believe your husband murmured something or other. Now, look, we can't have these delays, particularly as you both have plans that beckon you so enticingly. I tell you what I'll do. I'll indicate various objects, and you can decide which one gets them. How's that?
Quite all right with me, if Mr. Brown has no objections.
Have you, Mr. Brown?
None, if Mrs. Brown has none.
All right, then, we're off. We'll start with that blue lamp over there. What do you say, Rosemary?
Oh, that was a wedding present from Mr. Brown's Aunt Agnes. Will you tell Mr. Brown he can have that?
Will you thank Mrs. Brown for me, and will you tell Mrs. Brown she can have my Aunt Agnes?
Very good. How? That's done. Now, this silver cigarette box. It's your turn, Nick.
Oh, I should be glad if Mrs. Brown would take that. She's always very fond of it, as I remember.
But will you tell Mr. Brown I couldn't possibly take that? It has his name engraved in it.
Will you remind Mrs. Brown that my name is engraved in her handwriting?
I'd better look into this. What the box actually has engraved in it in Mrs. Brown's handwriting is... To darling Nick from his Rosemary. Now, which of you wishes it?
I couldn't take it, Gil.
Neither could I, Gil.
Very well, we'll set the silver cigarette box aside for the time being. All right, next lot. One Venetian mirror, framed in rose glass and ornamental crystals. Your turn, Rosemary.
Oh, please tell Mr. Brown he should have that. He picked it out.
But, Gil, tell her I picked it out for her birthday. It's hers. Now, please tell Mrs. Brown to take it.
I think we'd better set the mirror aside, too. So we come to our next lot. One rather ridiculous, but also somewhat endearing pottery horse. Undoubtedly Mexican design. It's your turn, Nick.
Oh, the horse, eh?
Mr. Brown doesn't seem to be able to make up his mind, Mrs. Brown. Do you want the horse?
You mean the little horse?
I gather we'd better put the poor little Mexican horse aside, too. Now, let's see. What's next? May I ask you to turn your attention toward the fireplace for this next lot? Oh, yes, indeed. Now, this next lot, my friends, is, I should say, of no intrinsic value whatsoever.
Oh, Gil, please.
Gil, don't.
It is a grasshopper made of green beads. No, by George, it's a cricket. That's what it is. A cricket on the hearth always means contentment and love and understanding.
Gil.
Shut up, Gil.
Must have been a gift. That's what it was, a gift. A gift to a bride and a groom on their honeymoon in Paris. It was given to them for good luck. Not that they needed good luck, because they already had it all.
They did, too. At least, I think so.
I think so, too.
Yes, they had so much good luck, they got pretty cocky about it. They thought they were different from other people, which means they thought they were better.
So now they've separated forever because they had a quarrel. And they can't even remember what it was about, that dopes. Can you, Nick?
No, I can't, Gil.
Can you, Rosemary?
No, I told you I couldn't, Gil. I've tried and I've tried. Well, I better go. Goodbye.
Wait a minute, Gil. Now, will you ask Mrs. Brown where she's going when she goes abroad?
Will you tell Mr. Brown I don't know, Gil? And will you ask him the address of his new apartment?
Will you tell Mrs. Brown that I haven't got any new apartment?
Oh, will you tell Mr. Brown I'm not going abroad, Gil?
Will you tell Mrs. Brown I can't get along without her?
Oh, will you tell Mr. Brown I love him?
Oh, Rosemary.
Oh, Nick.
Oh, darling.
Oh, Nicky.
Oh, dear.
Well, since you two seem to be so occupied, I think I might as well be going. I say, since you two seem to require my services no longer, I think I'll go. I say, I think I'll... I have gone. Oh, where did Annie put my coat? Oh, here it is in the hall.
Oh, I beg your pardon, sir. I'm Peters. I'm the superintendent.
That's quite all right. I'm Forrest. I'm a lean and elderly Cupid.
What'd you say, sir?
Nothing at all. What were you going to say?
Is Mrs. Brown here?
She's here, but she's busy at the moment.
Well, is Mr. Brown
here? Oh, yes, Mr. Brown's here, too. But I'm sorry if I'm repetitious. Mr. Brown's busy,
well,
too.
Mr. and Mrs. Crandall, that couple who was looking at the apartment, they've come back. They want to take another look at it. I think they're thinking pretty seriously of taking it, Mr. Forrest.
Then I think they ought to be the first to know, Mr. Peters. The apartment is no longer to let.
You have been listening to the CBS presentation of Apartment to Let, a comedy by Dorothy Parker and Alan Campbell. George Lehman composed the score and Bernard Herrmann conducted. The entire production was under the direction of Brewster Morgan. Next Thursday, Columbia Workshop plans to bring you another performance of Norman Corwin's They Fly Through the Air with the Greatest of Ease. Frank Gallup speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.